I felt entirely geeky now. It's now official. I've officially Skyped now. It was like the last fat frontier for me.
What makes you geeky is that you're Skyping 11 o'clock at night to talk about Battlestar Galactica. The Sci-Fi Podcast, Episode 1. Should we just start from the beginning? How about general reactions to the four? What was most interesting to me is that they seem to be able to retain their free will.
Although you doubted that for when Anders' eye was glowing red there. I was like, right.
I do think this ship recognized him.
Oh, yeah.
As if they were just sort of checking in to make sure the switches were flipped. And once they were satisfied, they just called off the attack and left.
Oh, yeah.
Well, with Six talking, she was saying that they were told not to think about them, or they were, you know, basically instructed not to think about them. So I'm guessing that they were boxed models that sort of went native. And maybe they flipped them back on.
Yeah, there's got to be a reason why the Cylons we know were specifically told not to think or talk or mention the five. And I don't know what that is. Maybe they're just too sentient now.
Maybe.
You're not buying it yet.
No, not really. I mean, I think that I don't know why they're the special five. You know, obviously they're different from the rest.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, it seems like they're going to make the revealing of the final Cylon the big deal for this season. They put it in the opening credits.
Right.
You know, four live in shadow or whatever, and one will be revealed. So I don't think we're going to be finding out the final Cylon anytime soon.
I still got my bet on Rosalyn, though.
I think I'm going with D now. Because
you're changing. You can't change.
That's well, I'm not.
You
I'm
can't
not
change.
I'm not changing officially. I've picked Kara, and I've got to stick with my horse until the race is over. But I think in my heart, I know I'm wrong. All right, let's talk about Kara for a minute. She supposedly was gone for, what did they say, 2 months?
Two months. Yeah.
I love that her picture's still up on the wall in the exact same place and the whole deal with that.
I wanted to see if she still had her giant wedding tattoo on her arm.
Right, but they always showed her with her jacket on.
Yeah, she had her jacket on throughout the
No, that would have been interesting. I wonder if they're going to do that at some point. I hadn't thought about that.
I was so disappointed. Like, I was like, she didn't take her jacket off at all.
Yep.
Because you figure her template body wouldn't have the tattoo.
The tattoo, yeah. I'm sure that was purposeful. You know, and even in the previews, I don't know if you guys watch the previews for the next episode.
Yeah.
But it seems like she's still got her jacket on in every scene that she's been in. You know, they're overplaying her as being a Cylon.
Right.
You know, that may be a way to take focus off from her and actually make her the final Cylon, but I highly, highly doubt it.
We actually kind of have a theory here that Rosalyn has seen the Opera House along with the Cylons, and Baltar has seen the Opera House. I don't know if Kara has or not, but that I'm thinking that possibly Kara and Baltar are prophets because they were saying that only the chosen one can see or something like that. So I'm thinking maybe the Cylons have a prophet, maybe the humans have a prophet. Even though Baltar is probably not a Cylon, I don't know what the hell he is anymore.
What's up with Baltar not being able to leave Galactica?
At one point, I thought he was more Jesus-like than ever when he was walking with the shroud and
over his head.
I know.
Totally.
Yeah. I thought the blanket over the head was a bit much.
But then the woman took off his beard and like, oh well, there goes that whole point I wanted to make.
Yeah, I mean, all the press photos for this season have him all clean shaven in that bathrobe.
Right.
So he's going to be walking around in that evidently for a while. But I want to know why there's civilians in this hole on Galactica.
Well, I mean, well, you know, they've lost so many ships, and Galactica had to take so many people when they ditched off the planet. I imagine that they, you know, since they, you know, they lost some of the ships that they would normally live on, that they're holed up all over.
Yeah, that is a good explanation. I'll give you geek points for that one.
Ching ching.
Hey, I want to ask you guys too. What did you think when they tie shot Adama through the eye?
Yeah, I was certain it wasn't real because they've already done a plot, you know, an episode in which a Cylon shoots him right in front. So I didn't think they were going to do that again because they've essentially already done that. But it's interesting that is this part of Ty's programming or is this just part of his anxiety?
Yeah, totally his anxiety, I think.
Yeah, I did too.
But, you know, and the bit with Kara's Viper being all brand new.
Right.
There's an episode in the original Battlestar Galactica called War of the Gods, mm-hmm. where the dude from the Avengers shows up, I don't know if you remember that or not, but
oh yeah.
And there's like this big crystal ship, and everything inside it is like white. And when Apollo and Starbuck go in there and meet with the aliens in the sky, they send them back to the ship with the way to Earth. And all of their uniforms are white. Their vipers are white. Hmm. Everything is like cleansed when they leave this place. And I think he may be borrowing a bit from the original Battlestar with that.
If they were going to bring anything back, I wish it would be that little robotic dog that was awesome.
Muppet.
Yeah, Muppet. That thing was awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, the dog's name was Muffet. It was a drone replacement for Daggett.
Okay.
The original dog that got killed in the Cylon attack. Thank you, Wikipedia.
I was going to say, did you just look that up as we were
talking?
Yes,
I did. Yeah.
Wasn't the original Battlestar like the most expensive show on TV at the time?
Yeah, totally. The pilot was like $1 million or something like that. They're like, ABC was like freaking out over it. But that's why they used all that, like throughout the whole two seasons of the original Battlestar, they keep using the same shots over and over.
Yeah, of the ships fighting.
Yeah, the dog fights and the Cylons flying by and everything, because it was all made in that original movie. So they keep reusing it to save money. It's just hilarious.
Let's talk quickly about the previews from next week. One thing that was the most interesting to me, that looked like Lucy Lawless, right?
Oh,
who
God.
Ordered
I have to go
the
back
centu- or, I don't know if it was Lucy Lawless or the new six.
That was a new six.
Terry.
That's Hafer, the new six we haven't. Yeah, that's a new six that we haven't met yet, who evidently wants to reunite the 12 models, and who I'm guessing probably is the one who flipped the switch to activate the other ones.
Oh yeah, that could very, maybe we'll find out why they like Hendrix so much. See, now that's funny, because when that first happened and they're listening and I figured that the song was All Along the Watchtower, I thought, oh, they're in range of Earth because they're starting to receive radio signals that have emitted from satellites or from the planet itself.
Hey, it could be. You never know.
That's a good theory.
Like, why would Cylons be into Jimi Hendrix when, you know, they aren't even from Earth as we know? So, I don't know. That was my initial thought. But in the preview, it seems that the new six was ordering the Centurions to, you know, sort of hold their guns to Quantum Leap. And I don't know people's names. Right, I'm writing it down. So
he'll always be Al from Quantum Leap.
Yeah. Ziggy says we can't jump until we reach Earth. until you get Susie to ask you to the winter formal. That sort of supports my guess that it's going to end with sort of a battle among the Cylons. Between, like, you know, the religious secular Cylons and, I mean, the religious Cylons and the secular Cylons, or the single-minded killing machine Cylons and the more philosophical, why are we here Cylons, like Six and the others.
Yeah. It's interesting, all of the different interconnections of numbers on the show. And I know it's purposeful. You know, there's 12 colonies, 12 signs of the zodiac, 12 apostles, 12 models. It goes on and on like that kind of stuff all through Galactica. And I mean, I know you can read a lot into that stuff, but knowing more the way I do, it's just,
everything's
doing
for
a lot of, everything is for a reason. You know, he doesn't just throw stuff out there.
Right.
And I mean, does each one of the models represent a sign of the zodiac? You know, one of the 12 colonies.
What I'm really interested to see is how their religion plays out. I'm sure we'll learn the origin of their religion once they reach Earth. Like, how I imagine is, I think of, I can't remember her name, in Lord of the Rings, who says, story became legend became myth. And then I think in this story, myth became religion. Like, I think there was an actual group of people, or a group of humans, who did live in the colonies and who did actually physically travel to Earth, and the story of their journey and the clues they left to the remaining humans to sort of catch up became their stories, their legends, their myths, and then now their religion. And I hope that that plays out in a way that we get to actually learn the origins of their religion and learn who those people may or may not have been.
Right. And I also think that I'm really, really hoping that that actually is the way it unfolds. I really pray that BSG does not end up being like Voyager, where they find Earth in the last 15 minutes of the last episode, and that's it. I hated that about Voyager.
Yeah. Yeah. I want them to get there with, like, 4 episodes to go.
Right, exactly. At least. Right.
But I think, what period Earth will they arrive at? Will it be 2008? You know what right. I mean?
Caveman
times.
Will
it be 1692? Yeah.
Ancient Greece.
Will it be prehistoric? Right.
Yeah, that's a big question, too. And I read a post about that the other day. Where, what Earth will they arrive at? You know, when is it in history? Is it in the future, the past, the present? Will it be Galactica 1980 all over again?
Yeah. Yeah. I read that the actor who plays Ty is still pissed that he's a Cylon.
Yep, I read that too. I read that too. And the reason why he's pissed is because he said, the guy who plays him said, if he had known he was a Cylon, he would have played scenes differently. But
right.
But that's all a fallacy. I mean, the character of Ty wouldn't have known he was a Cylon. So how
right.
could he have played the scenes differently? It makes no sense.
Right. The only thing that would have changed was he would have tainted his performance as Ty as a human.
Right. And what's up with you saying you didn't like the boxing episode? I want to know that, because I just that was one of the ones I watched tonight. I watched
I watched it earlier today, actually.
Unfinished Business, and that episode rocks. That episode is great. I love that. I love the part where
I didn't mind.
Adama gets up in the ring and calls the chief into the ring, and they start going at it. It's one of the best scenes in the whole series. I don't know why you say you don't like that episode.
I think the boxing should have been.
I mean, if it had been a clip show, I could agree with Dave, but it had actual new information and new stuff in it. I didn't feel like it was a fluff episode at all.
Oh, I absolutely do think it was. I
think the why do you say that? I want to know why you say that.
I think the boxing should have been an hour show. I think the boxing should have been maybe a 12-minute part of a larger episode. It just felt like when you go see a movie based on a Saturday Night Live skit that works really well in 7 minutes, but it's agony in 90. It just shouldn't have been that long. The scene with Adama fighting Chief was awesome. Adama knew Chief was in pain. He knew he had to get this sort of aggression out of him.
Yep, totally.
So he sacrificed his body to let him just, as a human punching bag for a few minutes, just to let him get it out. And that was awesome. It was awesome of Adama to do it, and you know, it was good therapy for the chief. But the whole the tension between Apollo and Starbuck was just I get it. They love each other and they're not together. Just you didn't need an entire 60 minutes to show that to me.
Well, on the DVD, there's an extra 25 minutes.
Sweet. I'll get a pen and scratch out the section of the DVD that holds that episode.
Man, that's rough. All right, I can deal with that.
All right, good.